Good evening. I'm sorry to intrude. Is everything all right? I'm just surprised, that's all. I would never have expected to find someone so stunning sitting all alone. True. I suppose you're not alone anymore, if I'm here. In that case, may I join you? Thank you. My name is Natalia. May I ask yours? It suits you. A name as exquisite as you are. So, what brings you to the annual Heartgrove Charity Gala? Are you planning to bid on something in the auction? Why, yes, I did hear that a certain famous diamond would be going up for sale. What do they call it? Oh, yes, the blushing rose. 48 carats of pale pink brilliance. It's hard to believe they're finally willing to part with it. It would be a fine prize for anyone. Are you planning to throw your hat into the ring? What? Am I trying to scope out the competition? And here I thought I had my poker face honed to perfection. You're quite perceptive. I won't deny I thought about it. However, there may be other treasures here, besides the ones up for auction. It's gonna take more than a line like that to impress you, Then I'll just have to try harder. May I offer you a drink? Believe it or not, they're offering a 1961 Chateau Latour. Or perhaps you'd prefer a cocktail. Or perhaps something harder. Whiskey straight up? Please, I insist. Frankly, I'm surprised I'm not competing for the opportunity. Wonderful. Excuse me. Excuse me, a martini. Dry. And for you, my dear. Interesting. I'd never have guessed that that would be your poison, just from looking at you. It seems you have hidden depths, darling. I wonder what other secrets lie behind those brilliant eyes. What makes me think that you have other secrets? Well, in my experience, each of us is like an iceberg. The part that we allow others to see is only a mere fraction of our true self. The vast majority of what makes us who we are, our fears, our hopes, our wishes, our secrets, we keep submerged. You'll never truly know who someone is unless you're willing to dive beneath the surface. Ah, our drinks. Wonderful. Here you go, my dear. Oh, my apologies. I didn't realize my leg was brushing yours. You'll allow it this time. Perhaps my luck is finally starting to turn. Then would you mind if I just rest my knee beside yours? Or if you wish, I could go further. Place my hand on your leg. Brush my thumb across that soft skin. Don't push it. Okay, of course. I'm sorry, my dear. It's just that you give me such ideas. Such as? Well, I think I'll leave that up to your imagination, darling. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, to hidden depths, discovering all that lies beneath the surface. Haven't I heard of the Titanic? Well, of course. Everyone has. Why do you ask? Ah, so you're saying we should be cautious. For like a ship in the night, what lies beneath the surface may destroy us in the end. Yes, I can't deny that's true. Still, might it be worth the risk? Exploring those hidden depths may indeed bring great danger, but it can also bring great beauty. How will we know without being willing to take the plunge? Oh, trust me, darling, for you, I'm more than willing. Well, it won't be long until the auction, but in the meantime, would you do me the honor of a dance? You would. Thank you. In that case, shall we? Amazing. You're quite the dancer, darling. As graceful as a bird in the air. Also, you haven't once stepped on my feet. Quite an accomplishment, if I do say so myself. You shine far more brilliantly than that coveted diamond. Although, when it comes down to it, a diamond is merely a stone. Rare, true, but a stone nonetheless. Some things are far more valuable, even priceless. Well, for instance, the chance to dance with someone as radiant as you. Or perhaps the launch codes for a certain secret weapon. I think you know what I mean, my darling. Or should I say, agent? It's the oldest trick in the book, isn't it? The bigger the distraction, the less likely it is that people will notice the true target slipping past right under their noses. The diamond isn't the only thing being stored in that vault, is it? And I'm afraid you and your agency aren't the only ones to know about it. Oh, careful, dear. What's that? Feeling tired, are we? Are your limbs starting to feel as though they're made of lead? The room starting to spin? Your eyes getting heavy? Oh, my poor darling, it seems like you can't handle your liquor as well as you thought. Perhaps I should escort you home. Oh, don't be silly. What kind of lady would just abandon someone in distress? We wouldn't want you to hurt yourself now, would we? Shh. It's all right, darling. Don't try to fight it. Just rest. I promise. I'll take very good care of you.